CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey guys, it's Emily. I'm here this week with a playlist about gardens. That's the theme. Specifically gardens, but there's also like just some nature-y type stuff. You know, I think that nature is a really common theme and like imagery type thing in music, obviously. But gardens are really cool because I feel like, you know, when I'm thinking of gardens, I think of like something that somebody made, like an area of nature that somebody like made, like put together, like planted. So I feel like there's a little bit more meaning there, maybe. This first one's going to be Come to My Garden by Minnie Riperton. It's been a while since I've had a Minnie Riperton song. I think maybe I've only ever played her once here. So yeah, super excited about that. And then we've got Persephone by Farewell Alaska. This is kind of an ambient one. You know, Persephone makes me think of, like, doesn't she have a garden in hell or something? Sucks for her. I think, isn't the story she was, like, kidnapped, but then Hades felt bad, so he gave her a garden, or, like, she got to, like, plant a garden in hell. I might be making this up, but sometimes I feel like a Greek mythology expert because I read Percy Jackson when I was younger. Okay. This is Come to My Garden by Minnie Riperton.
Thank you. skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water. Off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist. But I wake up before we do it. I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. You don't have to know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. I have everything I wanted.
That was Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers, and before that it was Persephone by Farewell Alaska. Yeah, I love Garden Song. Everything, like, Punisher is totally a no-skip album for me, so definitely had to put this one on there. I love the part where she says, when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden, basically talking about, like, killing the guy and then plant and, like, burying him in the garden. Actually, it makes me think of that. I think the guy was in Toronto, because I'm from Toronto and I feel like I heard about that. That, like, landscaper guy who killed people and then buried them in his landscaping projects. That's so unfortunate. I don't know if I could ever rest easy at night if I was, like, one of the owners of those landscaper places. Like, I'd just be like, this place is haunted. Okay, this next one is Lime Tree by Bright Eyes. It's more of a generally nature-themed type thing. Then, after that, it'll be Garden by Tommy Lafroy. Okay, this is Lime Tree by Bright Eyes.
Floating down the river, but the ocean never comes. And since the operation, I heard you're breathing just for one. Now everything's imaginary, especially what you love. You left another message, said it's done. It's done. When I hear beautiful music, it's always from another time. Old friends I never visit, will I remember what they're like? Standing on a doorstep full of nervous butterflies, waiting to be asked to come inside. Just come inside. But I keep going out, and I can't sleep next to a stranger when I'm coming down. It's 8 a.m., my heart's beating too loud. Too loud. Don't be so amazing, or I'll miss you too much. I felt something that I had never touched. Smaller now the further that I go towards the mouth and the reunion of the known and the unknown. Consider yourself lucky if you think of it as home. You can move mountains with your misery if you don't. Well, if you don't. It comes to me in fragments, even though still split in two. Under the eaves of that old lime tree, I stood examining the fruit. Some were ripe and some were rotten. I felt nauseous with the truth. There will never be a time more opportune. So I just won't be late. The window closes, shock rolls over in a tidal wave. And all the color drains out of the frame. So pleased with a daydream that now living's no good. I took off my shoes and walked into the woods. I felt lost and found with end up a turn.
Bed and the curtains are blue and the walls are red. I wish I knew where I was so you could come here and stay a while, but I'm a liar when I'm looking at you. It's easy to do. I'm a liar when I'm looking at you. It's easy to do. In the sunshine, I like looking at you. It's easy to do. In the sunshine.
That was Secret Garden by Harrison Whitford, and before that, it was Garden by Tommy Lafroy. Yeah, that's just a sweet one. I love that one. I think it's one of my favorites on his album, Afraid of Nothing. Although that album is totally a no-skip album for me. I listened to the whole album, like, in order on a train, and so I was, like, extra emotional, because, I don't know, I think traveling and moving around makes me like extra emotional or something. This next one also has a mention of a secret garden. It's going to be I Hate It Here by Taylor Swift, which I actually heard the song for the first time as the AI cover of Olivia Rodrigo. And I loved that one. So I don't think we'll ever get an Olivia Rodrigo cover of this one, though. So, yeah. And then after that, it'll be Her Garden by Pax. Okay, this is I Hate It Here by Taylor Swift.
Quick, quick, tell me something awful, like you are a poet trapped inside the body of a finance guy. Tell me all your secrets, all you'll ever be is my eternal consolation prize. You see, I was a debutante. City hopes and small town fears. I'm there most of the year cause I hate it here. I hate it here. My friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wish we could live in instead. Say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid. Everyone would look down, cause it wasn't fun now. Seems like it was never even fun back then. Nostalgia is a mind's trick. If I'd been there, I'd hate it. It was freezing in the palace. I hate it here, so I will go to lunar valleys in my mind. Gentle survived, I dreamed about it in the dark. The night I felt like I might die. No mid-sized city hopes and small town fears. I'm there most of the year cause I hate it here. I hate it here. I swear I'm fine. I'll save all my romanticism for my inner life, and I'll get lost on purpose. This place may be feel worthless. Lucid dreams like electricity. The current flies through me, and in my fantasies I rise above it. And way up there, I actually love it. I hate it here, so I will go to secret gardens in my mind. People need a key to get to. The only one is mine.
city hopes and small town fears. I'm there most of the year cause I hate it here. I hate it here. Quick, quick, tell me something awful. Like you are a poet trapped inside the body of a finance guy.
Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. A weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
That was Ingidar by Adrian Lenker, and before that it was Her Garden by Pax. Yeah, I love that one. That's not from her most recent album, that's from 2020, but I love that one. I've listened to it over and over. I feel like it's kind of spooky, and it's not necessarily about a garden, but it's very nature-y. I actually want to read a quote from her about that song because I just found it so interesting. So, Ingidar was the name of my great aunt Becky's horse who passed away when I was a kid, but the song itself, I have to say, it isn't really about that horse. That was just a fragment from the pool of ideas or colors that I wove into the song. But yeah, everything eats and is eaten, time is fed. Have you ever used a vacuum cleaner and there's a button that sucks the cord back in? I imagine life being like the cord and just being sucked back into the mouth of time, or that time is built up of experiences in life. I suppose it's a pretty common thing to think about, but just looking at it as nonlinear and as like a big orb or sphere or maybe shapeless, but not with a before and an after and like a linear trajectory, but actually cyclical. Whoa, that was kind of a long one. I just felt like it was important about this song, and I don't know, Adrian Lenker is such an artist in such a cool way, at least in my opinion. Okay, coming up we've got The Alarmist by Pinegrove, and then after that, it's a new one, or a new artist for me. It's going to be Are You Looking Up by Mickey. I saw a video of him playing this song live on TikTok, and I was just so impressed by, like, the arrangement, actually. I don't really know what the lyrics mean, but I just think his voice is so cool, and yeah. Okay, this is The Alarmist by Pinegrove.
You left gleaming a green rectangle around the door. Please be careful what you wish for. I whispered to myself that I'm I'm spinning it half around like an echo, a faraway sound saying, be good to me. Be good to me.
One night.
SatSong Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Make you think all the world's a
That was Kodachrome by Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band. And before that, it was I Came Here to Leave You by Charlotte Cardin. Yeah, that's a fun one. I like basically everything that Connor Oberst, all of his projects, but Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band is really funny to me and definitely one of my favorites of his like other projects because it's just kind of upbeat and the lyrics are really funny in my opinion. It's always good to hear Connor Oberst having a good time. So, yeah, we're coming to the end of the hour, guys. Thanks for listening to my music. I've got one song left, and it's going to be a Neil Young song. Good old Neil Young. I feel like Neil Young is one of those undercover Canadians because he's become so famous that people forget that he's Canadian because he's just like something. But I saw someone in the comments of a TikTok the other day being like, Neil Young is one of the great American singers. And I'm like, okay. And then someone else was like, he's Canadian. But then they were like, well, he makes American folk music or something like that. And I was like, what do you mean American folk music? I guess maybe what they're trying to say is that he moved to LA. But that's like me being like, you know, I was born in Toronto, but I live in Kingston, so I'm not a Torontonian anymore. That's actually a strange conversation because I totally identify with being a Toronto girl. So, well, anyway, thank you for listening to the music that I just played. Coming up, we've got After the Garden by Neil Young. I feel like it fits here because it's the end, After the Garden. After the garden playlist. Yeah, I hope you have a sad day for Sad Song Central. Or not. I don't wish bad upon anyone. Okay, this is After the Garden by Neil Young. Thanks, guys.
Shadow Man, run. these gales have called Kingston home. The tricolor has become as synonymous with the city as the limestone upon which it was built. But that love, admiration, and respect comes with a powerful commitment. A pledge to protect this house. On Saturday, August 31st, the Queens Gaels will host the McMaster Marauders for their home opener at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and CFRC's coverage will begin at 5:45.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of and that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday Mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.